This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know this. It isn't over until God says it's over. This is a fact surely that King Solomon can attest to. King David was on his deathbed when his son Adonijah attempted to make himself king. He thought if he moved quickly to secure key support, he could install himself as king and it would be too late for anyone to do anything about it. First, he provided himself with chariots and horses, and he recruited 50 men to run in front of them. Next, he recruited the army commander and one of the leading priests, and he held an elaborate ceremony that all of the officials of Judah attended. At this point, things looked official, and many assumed Adonijah would be the next king. In other words, the chances of Solomon becoming king looked pretty slim. But it's not over for Solomon until God says it's over. Isn't it funny how God can wait until that moment where all hope seems lost to turn the entire situation around? And that's likely because he wants us to focus more on him rather than the situation. When David learned about this scheme, he put into motion his own anointing ceremony. The scriptures say that the celebration was so jubilant that the earth shook. When Adonijah and his guests heard the loud celebration, his guests scattered, and he ran to the altar to pray that Solomon would not kill him. As you think about that, hold on to these words. We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. Proverbs 16:1. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, it ain't over.